Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. The message of Easter is very clear. Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead. And everyone who puts faith in him will be saved. Saved from death, because by Jesus rising from the dead, something no one could do, he defeated death and the power that that has over us, and given us, saved from sin, so that we might have the forgiveness. He can forgive even the most undeserving of us. All it takes is faith. That's the message of Easter. All it takes to be saved is faith. But while that message is clear, honestly, it's hard to have faith sometimes. In the gospel story, Two of the 12 disciples ran to the tomb, found it empty, but according to the text, only one left believing. And it wasn't the disciple Peter, who would eventually become the leader of the early Christian church. It talks about the other disciple, and it says, he believed. Never says anything about Peter. It says they were still unable to believe because they didn't understand that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Even after all that time, listening to Jesus' parables and hearing his sermons and living day after day with him, one of them doesn't seem to have faith yet. Because faith is not achieved by understanding enough. Mary Magdalene, she also went to Jesus' tomb, found it empty, but she didn't believe. Not yet. She spoke to two angels, okay? But she still didn't believe. The story says she saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't recognize that it was Jesus. Really? Really? Why? Well, I'm sure she wanted to believe that Jesus was alive, right? But how could that possibly be true? Who could possibly believe that a dead person was standing in front of them, alive again? I mean, faith is not achieved through willpower, trying to force yourself to believe in something that is impossible to believe. That's impossible. The Christian reformer Martin Luther, where Lutherans get their name from, wrote this little teaching book about faith called the Small Catechism. And in there he has one of my favorite things I ever learned. It's about faith. It says, I believe that by my own understanding or strength, I cannot believe in Jesus Christ or come to him. You understand what that says? Learning enough, doing enough, that doesn't give you faith. In fact, on our own, we cannot achieve faith. The faith that saves. Faith isn't something that you get by being born in the right family. It's not something that you get by going to the right church, or going to confirmation class, or attending a Bible study. Faith that saves isn't attained through willpower or gained through our reason or trying hard enough. I believe that by my own understanding or strength that I cannot believe in Jesus Christ or come to him. But Martin Luther goes on. He says, but the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel. Faith, like everything else in this life, is a gift from God. In the Gospel of John, Jesus maintained, no one can come to the Father unless the Father draws him. The Father, God, is making the first step. And again, you did not choose me, but I chose you. Faith is not achieved, it is received. As a gift. Listen to that quote again from Martin Luther. I just love it. I believe that by my own understanding or strength, I cannot believe in Jesus Christ or come to him. But the Holy Spirit, God himself, right? The Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel. Why does this matter? Because many of you aren't sure that you believe in Jesus Christ. I know it's true. Whether you come to church every week or just every once in a while, you aren't sure that you have the right kind of faith. You know the stories, maybe. You have learned the doctrine, perhaps. Maybe we were confirmed, even. You may even sincerely desire to have faith. You want to believe. You really do. But you still don't, in your heart of hearts, think that you've found it. And so at church, or when you're in conversations with Christians, you often feel like something is wrong with you. For you, it's just not easy to believe. You feel like you must have not been trying hard enough to believe, or maybe it's some kind of moral failure on your part that you just can't trust in Jesus to save you. You have just too many questions all the time. I mean, if you've ever felt that way, you're in good company with people of the likes like St. Peter and St. Paul, St. Thomas, Mary Magdalene. They all struggled with this concept of faith and whether they had it or not. But still, the message of Easter is clear. Jesus was resurrected from the dead, and everyone who has faith in him and his forgiveness will be saved. So, if you've never understood how to do that, or never believed it, maybe you might feel frustrated, hopeless, maybe even a little scared, because you're worried that you aren't doing something right. And what if you don't figure it out before your time is up? The message of Easter is clear. So it's amazing to me that we've gotten it so confused. We shouldn't be focusing on whether we are doing the right thing. The message is clear that we can't save ourselves. Easter is about God doing something, Jesus saving us. Whether we know enough or feel the right way about it. Easter is not about what we did or what we're doing today, but on what God has done for us. Faith isn't something you get to do to prove that you deserve to be saved. Faith is a gift that you receive, a gift that God wants to give. Faith is not something that you achieve. It is something that you receive. And Easter is a great time to take it in and trust that God could do something that you could never do yourself. Jesus died on a cross to forgive you. While you were still his enemy, God raised him from the dead to give you the hope of eternal life while you were hopeless and dead in your sins. He decided to do it for you. So don't concentrate on what you feel is lacking in your spiritual life today. Focus on what God is giving today as a free gift. There's so much to receive from God. Not more for you to achieve, but more to simply receive. And I encourage you to receive that faith that saves. Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I choose you. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. Nothing will snatch you out of my hand." That's what he says. There's nothing left to do. God has already done it for you. And as you begin trusting in God's claim on your life, opening your hands to take in everything that he wants to give you, well, then you can rest assured that you have received the faith that you have so long been looking for. Amen.